two big areas, or two areas where there were big changes in manpower. One was this first area of clay getting, and then the other was in the kiln, the firing of the bricks.
What was the difference there?
The sort of latter end of the process. Well, when I went there, we had what are called downdraft kilns and Belgian kilns. Downdraft kilns are just large brick structures which you are made of refractory fabrics. And then you fill these structures with the what we call green bricks, green being the unfired, not the colour. For a period of about 10 days, I suppose it would be, the fires were lit in the side, and lit is about right. When I first went there, they were coal-fired. And they were called downdrafts, mainly because although they're the first part, the air went up through the fires, which were in the side of the kiln, up to the top of the kiln, and then were brought down to the flue, which was at the bottom. And this managed to distribute enough heat through the ware, which was set with bricks sort of crisscross set, so that there were spaces through which the air could travel.
As a kiln you use today, if you have a...
Yes. And it took, I think it was about 10 or 12 days, depending a bit on what temperature you were looking for, to fire them all.
How many did you have?
How many kilns? The downdraft kilns, which I'm talking about now, they're the most primitive. I suppose it was four.
And what sort of size were they? The size of a room?
Bigger. I suppose a couple of big rooms, something like that.
Each kiln.
And they were used mainly for refractories, but in a small way for the building bricks.